back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, August 2nd. 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. One of the things I think that we're looking at is this election. Kind of recapping basically what Josh Saul had to say, who's running for Congress, Todd Smallenberg running for the 106. Folks, this is coming down to networking. This is something we've never really pushed before on this show during these elections, something we really never did as a concentrated effort. But text messaging, I think, is going to be the key, especially when it comes from us to our friends. These are people that you know that are in your phones or in your contacts. If you get a text message from me and you forward it to your friends and they forward it to their friends, this is a source of motivation to get out the vote that honestly we've never done before. Now that I've finally convinced almost all of our listeners to get new technology, to get new phones, text messaging is really a part of our lives now. If you got a text message from somebody that you considered a friend that said, hey, just so you know, the election's on Tuesday and this is the list of candidates, these are the people I'm supporting, these are the people I'm voting for. If you don't know who's running, if you don't know anything about these people, trust me, these are the ones you need to support. I think that's going to go a long way and carry a lot of weight with people. I think it will be something that they'll appreciate, maybe even thank you for giving them the information because, frankly, they didn't even know who to vote for. They don't listen to the show. They're not fully informed, engaged, educated as to what's going on. All they're doing is getting these stupid mailers in the mailbox. Well, especially these negative attack mailers against these good people. We cannot allow them to go unanswered. If you think there's people getting these mailers that, like you, they know everything about what's really going on. They know where the PAC money's coming from, the DeVos money's coming from. They know who's behind these negative attack mailers. Oh, they're going to do the right thing. Don't assume that. Many of them don't know. Many of them are believing these attack mailers. You know the truth. Don't assume they do. This is how you have to operate, folks. This is exactly how we have to operate. That this is, without a doubt, the most important election to get the right primary election nominees to run in November. Polling out there for U.S. Senate, for example, Rogers is going to get his butt kicked by Lisa Slotkin. If he's the candidate, Elisa Slotkin's the next U.S. Senator for probably the next 30 years. Think about that. We're going to go local in the next segment. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. You just heard Automation play the commercial for Janice Delahaye to be treasurer, retained, reelected there in Tuscarora Township. Well, we just happened to have her on the line this morning. Good morning, Janice. Oh, you need to unmute your microphone.
Yes, I do. It's a fabulous Friday, Randy. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes. You know, it's so funny because I've had so many people contact me after hearing the interviews with Bob Kramer and Ron Oldenwald and Tyler Gorrell and you and others. It's really interesting. Janet Vance came on and talked about things that were happening there in Tuscarora Township. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Janice, specifically as treasurer, even in your ad you mentioned this, all of the things that have happened that you found when you first got there to this position, all the things you had to fix and get on track, basically right now you've restored the accountability, the transparency, all the things that have been missing in Tuscarora Township. You guys even had a special meeting to address some stupid mailer that went out there. I'd like you to give us your perspective on that mailer and, most importantly, the 2 hour and 20 minute meeting you guys had to address those things. What did you guys do? What did you say? What things did you try to convey to the public?
Well, in answer to your question, Randy, I'd like to start with the fact that, you know, we're working very diligently to restore trust in government. We get the agenda out the week before, which creates some problems because that means we're doing financial statements for the month that in some cases has not even ended yet. But I would rather have some information out, imperfect though it may be, rather than to have no information, which is essentially what happened in the past. We only saw financials when it was absolutely necessary for the board to release it. So how did we get here? I think we have a team of people who is willing to say or do anything necessary to get elected. And, you know, the irony is that there are only two contested seats. We have three people running for trustee and two people running for treasurer. But, you know, this started with a June 27th meeting where the candidate for supervisor introduced some talking points that clearly were not hers. On the 16th of July, my neighbor, who had previously tried to recruit me to run for clerk, and I did run but was not successful in that endeavor, she posted the same talking points on Facebook and said that the questions had gone unanswered. So, you know, then Dawn Webb inserted herself into the discussion in a way that makes me believe that these are her talking points, and she ran the same thing down. And when I tried to tamp down the rumors and the unfounded allegations and the chaos and drama that they've created, I was unsuccessful. I was just simply unsuccessful. You know, there's a saying that a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still, and that is where we are. So then they doubled down last week with this dark money postcard, and at that point the board felt that it was an attack on the employees who work very hard and have helped us with their diligence to promote the township, to promote progress, to implement the policies that the township board has written. And then on the 27th, we had a meeting 2.5 hours on a beautiful Friday night. At this point, they've even dragged our police chief through the mud here, and Chief Gordon Temple has done an exemplary job of managing his money that the taxpayers entrust to him and watching those dollars. So in that meeting, they had an opportunity to disclaim or own the comments that were made on those postcards, and they said nothing. Even though their name and likeness is on the postcard, and they previously said that this is what they think is actually happening, that there was no comment whatsoever. And then Tuesday, we had a meet the candidate meeting where I heard people approach candidates with their own postcards, or I shouldn't say their own, with the dark money postcards that have their name and the talking points on them yet again. And then they say they had no idea that this was going on. If you're a leader, you've got to own it, or you've got to say, I didn't have anything to do with it. But they want to have it both ways. That's not leadership. When we didn't answer their allegations, that was called into question. When we did answer the allegations, that was also called into question. They didn't take any opportunity to either own or denounce these allegations, and it's abysmal, and it's terrible for our staff. It's terrible for everyone who works for the township. This isn't just a township issue. This is a township library parks DDA issue. This puts the entire organization in a bad light. And, you know, now I'm being accused of violating the Hatch Act, even though, you know, they basically demanded this meeting. But, you know, this is the way things used to be done. No ownership. We didn't approve disbursements before they were actually spent. We did it after the fact. Let's just take care of it. Why waste time with approvals? We couldn't get financials because the numbers keep changing. We couldn't get meeting agendas published ahead of time. You promise something, do something else. And now they're calling into question the projects that have been in place for 20 years. And, you know, we've worked very hard to move them forward. And all for the sake of making their own reputation, they're going to try and trash these projects just to tear other people down. I don't know why they think this is okay, and I trust the people of Tuscarora to be smarter than this and not fall for these unfounded, reckless, and dangerous allegations. We've answered them, you know, and to be accused of violating the Hatch Act is kind of an irony, considering that the Friends of the Library got strong-armed into hosting a political meeting that's well outside their charter, and it puts the library and its patrons and donors in a bad light as well, and it puts the executive director, who's a very intelligent and capable woman, in a bad place. And I don't know why you would do that to an organization that you purport to love and support. I personally am looking forward to voting for board members for the library that will have an opportunity to tamp down the nonsense there as well. And you know, again, this is all for two contested seats. And at what cost to the township and the taxpayers, and, you know, and frankly, to their own integrity? It's crazy, Randy.
Well, one of the things I think that's interesting about this whole thing, and I discussed this with Tyler the other day when he was on the show, is the motivation behind this 501c4 from downstate. I know Sir Polis's family. I've dealt with Nick. I've dealt with Ed. I know what their agenda is. And I thought, you know, I there's something going on here. And I did some digging and found some things. His connection to solar farms, where they are actively basically being lobbyists to contact certain planning commissions, certain township boards, certain counties. And I'm thinking that there may be a solar farm coming to Tuscarora Township as a result of a payback for the contributions that Sir Polis's have made to this effort. And in order to do that, Janice, as you know, they need the votes. And what a better way to do it but to get a majority on a board, and then lo and behold, here maybe early next year, all of a sudden we see a proposal for solar farms being put in Tuscarora Township. One of the other things I think is pretty interesting is not only is the dark money dark, I tried to look and see who the donor list was. You can't find the information anywhere.
Well, and you know, I agree with you on the solar farm to the extent that, you know, I know that there is a lot of interest in the open land up here to put in solar farms. I also know that the state is trying to take away local discretion for those solar farms. So, you know, they may not even need the vote of the board to get a solar farm in up here, but it does help if you have people on the board who are malleable and pliable and willing to trade their integrity for a few dollars.
Exactly.
You know, the idea that you would want to have it on both ways with these allegations is, it, you know, this is either own it or denounce it. One of the two.
Exactly.
But you read it in a public meeting, and they weren't even your words, and you know, and the ringleader for all of this locally is still denying responsibility for any of the failures for workers' comp. We had a credit card account debacle. We've had payroll debacles. We even had a debacle with the lights on the fish. And there were lots of hand-wringing and chaos well beyond what should have been, the reaction to that situation, but all because it's an effort to besmirch the people who are currently working hard to move things forward. And there's already talk about moving backward. And, you know, we don't need to have all of this approval process, and we never had to do this before. And I got to tell you, with the EPA, the USDA, with EGLE, with all of these constituents that are large agencies looking over our shoulder, that attitude, to say, well, the payroll's available to review, and we tell the auditor it's being reviewed, but the board never saw it, you know, that's not just reckless, that's dishonest. I'm looking to win this race. I've run a race that I can be proud of. I haven't traded my integrity to win the race at all costs, no matter who pays. And I trust that the truth will prevail here, because God says it will. I know I can do this job and continue to improve processes and implement change that means that the taxpayer dollars work harder than they currently are. The primary is Tuesday. Let's get the vote out. Let's let the people of the township speak. I trust that they will be give it their best and weigh all sides of the argument. And if you've already voted and you want to change your mind, you can go into the clerk's office and spoil your absentee ballot and give it another go.
Absolutely, absolutely. One last minute here before I let you go. Lot of things on the horizon. I know you guys have a groundbreaking on Wednesday or Thursday, excuse me.
It's Thursday.
Thursday at noon. One of the things I think is pretty interesting is these projects going forward, they need to be supervised. The reports need to be filed in a timely manner. There's going to be money transferring hands that need to be paid the right way. And basically, in my opinion, you're the best candidate to deal with all that's coming there in Tuscarora Township.
Well, I appreciate that, Randy. There's a difference between teaching these subjects and actually implementing them. And without the experience, it's very difficult to learn how to do that. The best instructors I have had in my 40-year career have been people who not only knew the technical knowledge, but had the ability to implement it out in the real world.
Sure, absolutely, and that's exactly what you're doing. Last final thoughts here in about a minute. What would you like to say to the voters who haven't voted yet, will be voting on Election Day this coming Tuesday?
I'd be honored to have your vote and serve in the Treasurer's Office, and we will continue to move the Treasurer's Office and the Township forward.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I know you're busy at work today, so we'll let you go, and good luck on Tuesday, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate you.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Janice Dillahay. I have personally endorsed her. I've talked to her at length. I've vetted her. We've talked about these sewer projects that are upcoming. Folks, it's critical that you have a very knowledgeable CPA running the Treasurer's Office there in Tuscarora Township. You need to text me if you're interested. Who to vote for if you live in Tuscarora Township? Just text me TT for Tuscarora Township. I'll send you the list and share this information with everybody you know in Tuscarora Township. Bottom of the hour news break, and then we're going to have a history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, a lawsuit filed by fired Michigan State University head football coach Mel Tucker claims school leaders turned him into